Still no details from the Justice Department. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Or Attorney General Merrick Garland on Monday's FBI raid of former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago, Florida residence. Republicans are demanding answers. Senator Josh Hawley tells Fox,
"This is a serious, serious breach of the rule of law, which is why Garland needs to go. And if he won't resign, he ought to be impeached."
Now, the FBI director is talking about one thing related to the raid. Fox's Tanya J. Powers explains live.
David, deplorable and dangerous. That's what the FBI director Chris Wray is calling threats using violent rhetoric made by supporters of former President Donald Trump following the FBI's search of his Mar-a-Lago home. Wray says of the threats online, quote, "violence against law enforcement is not the answer." Some posters on sites popular with right-wing extremists have called for the assassinations of federal agents and even U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland. Dave.
Tony, the New York Times and the Albany Times Union and the conservative group Judicial Watch have all filed motions for the federal judge who signed off on the raid to make the search warrant public. The Trump legal team may seek a court order for a complete inventory on what FBI agents took from the home. The former president spent hours under oath yesterday, but he didn't say anything to New York's Attorney General.
Later issuing a press release that he exercised his Fifth Amendment right during the deposition. Now, the question is, of course, part of a civil investigation into the Trump Organization's business practices.
Fox's Laura Engel, a police officer, is in critical condition after she was shot in Richmond, Indiana.
I think everybody is in shock, maybe a little disbelief that this is actually happening here.
It happened at a traffic stop. Other officers fired back, stopping and wounding the suspect. A police officer also shot and wounded in Arcadia, California. For the first time since March, the price of the pump is under $4 a gallon on average. AAA has regular gas at $3.99. Gas has dropped 58 days in a row from June's record high of almost $5.02. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
For the House, working up what Democrats call the Inflation Reduction Act, it includes prescription drug cost savings for seniors and climate change fighting initiatives. It may pass tomorrow without any support from Republicans, like in the Senate on Sunday. They claim the bill will actually raise prices, and tax hikes that are in the bill on some corporations would be passed on to consumers. The bill also gives the IRS a big boost.
The $80 billion pledged to the IRS over the next decade is more than 6 times its current annual budget of $12.6 billion. About half the new cash goes towards enforcement. Adding 87,000 new hires to the IRS would more than double the size of the agency.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. Republicans say this puts many more Americans under the threat of audit. Now, President Biden signed another bill that many Republicans and Democrats agreed on.
The new law enhances health screenings for soldiers' toxic exposures and extends time for veterans to avail themselves to VA care. Also, for families that have lost members due to burn pit exposure.
$2,000 a month for a surviving spouse with 2 children. It means access to life insurance, home loan insurance, tuition benefits.
The president said the health of veterans is important, from limiting exposure to preventing suicide.
It demands not only a whole of government approach, but a whole of country working together.
That included both parties in Congress that the president said got it done. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Now, the president also took some flack from Republicans for saying this.
We received news that our economy had 0% inflation.
He's right. There was no overall change in consumer prices in July from June. What he did not say was that year over year, there was an 8.5% surge in inflation, down slightly, though, from June's 40-year high. Next hour, we'll get another inflation update, this time prices on the wholesale level. Ahead of that, on Wall Street, stock futures are rising the day after the Dow surged up more than 500 points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.